Okay, so children, grown-ups, but let's give the children a chance first. Who can tell me what's special about Tuesday?
Me.
Jude?
There's no things about Sunday school.
Oh, that's Tuesday. Nutella, Jude,
chocolate,
Lila,
biscuit.
Could you come back? Could you remember? Mila, say Nutella. Very nice.
Lemon and sugar.
Lemon and sugar.
Strawberries.
No children, what's that, John? So it's a special day for all of us, but it's particularly special in the town of Olney in Buckinghamshire. I don't know if anyone's heard of that, but that's the home to the oldest pancake race in the country. And as I tell you a bit about this, you have got a sheet that looks like this, and on this side there's some blanks. So as I'm talking for the next few minutes, if anyone wants to, they can have a go at filling in the blanks. And I would like to volunteer, Sam. You do what you like. All you've got to do is do a little bit of acting while I tell the story. Is that okay? Sam's so cute. Sam's just gonna here, you can stand here. Pop your apron on. We're not actually cooking pancakes, don't panic. If you just pretend to cook while I'm talking. And then the story goes like this, that in Olney, the first pancake race took place in 1445. That's nearly 600 years ago. In those days, churches would hold a shriving service, which was a special service where people go to say sorry for the things they've done wrong and prepare themselves for the time of Lent, which I'll talk about shortly. The story goes that one woman, was busy making her pancakes when she heard the church bell. She heard the church bell ringing. So as not to be late, she ran down the high street wearing her apron and scarf and carrying her frying pan and pancake in her hand. And that's when we started to have a pancake race. Thanks, Sam. Thank you. Do you need a hand with the apron? Well done. So that's what's special about the town of Olney, or that's what happens in Olney on Pancake Day. But why do we eat pancakes on this day every year? So to answer that, we need to think about what Jesus did. At the beginning of his ministry, the Bible tells us that Jesus went off into the wilderness by himself for 40 days to fast. Fasting means not having any food and to spend time alone with God. So, to help us understand more about that, we are going to watch a video. And we're going to hear about the time that Jesus went into the wilderness and spent some time with God.
Oh, the temptation of Jesus.
Jesus, who is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Jesus was born in Bethlehem and grew up in Nazareth, where he grew in wisdom and favor with God and man.
Oh, thank you.
Jesus was baptized by John, and God showed John that Jesus was his chosen one. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness among the wild animals.
Oh, you know, right?
Satan came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus knew God's word, and so he answered, "No, the word of God says people don't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." And so Jesus passed the first test. Then Satan took him to Jerusalem and said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off. For the word of God says he will order his angels to protect you, and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone."
Wait.
But Jesus said, "The word of God also says you must not test the Lord your God." And so Jesus passed the second test. So Satan took him to the peak of a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory. Satan said, "I will give it all to you if you kneel down and worship me." But Jesus said, "Get out of here, Satan, for the word of God says you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then Satan went away, and angels came and took care of Jesus. And so Jesus passed the third and last test.
Yeah, that's found in Matthew in the Bible, the story about Jesus when he went into the wilderness. So now I'm just going to think a little bit about those 40 days and why we have Lent. So to relive those 40 days, the 40 days when Jesus is in the wilderness, we have a period in the church calendar called Lent. And it's from the old English word Lenten, which means springtime. And if anyone's doing the blank, some of this is during the next bit of my talk. So if anyone wants to try and fill those in, feel free.
I've filled mine already.
So during these 40 days, many Christians try to do what Jesus did. So it might not go without food completely, because 40 days not eating anything can be very, very hard. But Christians do often give up fatty or unhealthy foods. And we also sometimes use Lent as a time to try and focus on living more simply and seeking God. So the period of Lent ends on Easter Sunday, and it starts the day after Pancake Day. Does anyone know what the day after Pancake Day is called?
Ash Wednesday.
Well done. Called Ash Wednesday. So how did Shrove Tuesday and Ash Wednesday get their names? We talked about Shrove Tuesday and going to the shriving service, the shriving service. And Ash Wednesday was so cool because on that day there's a tradition of burning palm branches and using the ash to make a cross on the forehead of believers as a sign of repentance. So that means saying sorry to God for our sins. And also wanting to live simply to please him. And because Christians would be fasting throughout Lent, they wanted to make sure that they'd used up all of the fatty food that might tempt them, like pancakes. So they would eat them all up the day before, and often go to the shriving service at church so that they were spiritually clean ahead of these 40 days. So, just want to have a moment for us to think about what we might choose to give up during Lent. Or whether there's something we might want to start doing. So So it doesn't need to always be giving up food. So we don't have to give up chocolate or sweets. What about giving up something like complaining? Or what about starting to try and be kinder? Or trying to be more helpful? What about spending more time with God? What about trying to read our Bible every day? So it's up to you. But I hope that this time of Lent in 2024 will be one that we really use as a chance to reflect and to make a change. So I've got a couple of things on the table that I'll just give you a couple of minutes maybe, or we can even just keep doing them during the service. But on that page with the blanks, there's also a page here with a pancake. And you can use that to think about something you might want to give up or do. You can draw a picture. Just something that people might want to do. Don't worry if you've already decorated them. I thought you might. But you can still write around it something you'd like to try. Maybe some of the grown-ups might want to write in there some of the things that they would like to do. If anyone hasn't got enough sheets, we've probably got some tables with spares, so please do let me know. And the other thing that I've put on the tables is this doodle a day Lent. So that's probably, well, that is really something to take with you, because that's got a box for every day during Lent. And you can do whatever you want in there. So you might write a word, draw a picture. It could be just a way, use it like a journal, a way to think about how your day was during Lent. If you've given something up, you might say, it's been really, really hard today. You might feel one day during Lent that you felt really close to God, or you read some scripture that really helped you. You can pop that in there. So please feel free to take those home. And yeah, just use them as a bit of a journal during your time of Lent, which starts on what day? Wednesday. Brilliant. So I'm just going to say a prayer, and then we're going to have another song. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the pancakes and the fun we have flipping and eating them. We thank you too for Jesus' example of living simply for 40 days and with your help overcoming temptation. Help us to live more simply too and to overcome the temptations that come our way. In Jesus' name, Amen.